second one is dedicated to a friend of mine out in Seattle now, who was a student at the University of Illinois when I was there. His name is Jim Knapp, and we all used to call him Jamie. And there's a few devices in that tune that they straddle the thin line between appreciation and plagiarism, I guess. it's influenced by this guy. The third one, Brooklyn Bob, is written for a guy named Bob who lives in Brooklyn. And he's here tonight, Bob Brooklyn. He's a friend of mine. And someone else who I've learned a lot from in the last few years. There's going to be a program change here. There's a tune by Victor Jara, which is listed in the second half. That's going to be at the end of this set. And some of the time will be played, some of the time specifically in the place of solo in the second half. The next thing is something I call Mud Pies, which is, I guess had its beginnings when I was 4 or 5 years old in Chicago. We used to go over to my Aunt Mary's house twice a year, and it was two different occasions during the Christmas holidays. We never saw Great Aunt Mary any other time of the year except then. And she had a big upright piano in her living room, while the rest of the family would be in the dining room having a coffee and so forth. I'd crawl into the, I guess I was walking by then if I was five. I'd walk into the living room and sit down in this great big box with these white things on it and just start playing. I wasn't playing it, I was handing it. The same way that that if I was in a pile of mud, I'd be making, squishing my hands in the mud, and making mud pies. And now, 28 years later, after having acquired a little bit more manual dexterity, I've begun thinking back to that time, just how it was that I used to relate to the piano, and trying to go back to that feeling of just being confronted with something you put your hand on. And so that's why I call this Mud Pies. The subtitles are all textures and games that I play, and they all kind of go on at the same time in this. They're all different things that can occur during the course of what's going to happen. So this is Mud Pies, and it's just imagine your nerve endings along with me. Thank you.
Thank you.
half is it's a song written by a composer from Chile named Victor Jara. He was killed in the coup